Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the choir singing All the People Said Amen, and then part 3 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled There is Hope in God, from Hosea chapter 2, verses 11 through 15.
Said and what God has proclaimed in His precious word today. Thank God, in the pages of this book is all the hope you'll ever need in life. In the pages of this book is every supply that you'll ever have. In this book is every need that you'll have that will have a situation that needs help in. For the Lord is my helper. David said, I looked unto the hills when which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord which made heaven and earth. Amen. Let us not forget, this is a powerful gift from God. Life offers us many disappointments, but God's hope today will never fail. Do you realize today God has never failed? Now, you may have thought He failed, and it's only because things didn't go the way you wanted them to go at that particular time. But as you got through what you were going through, or you came through what you were facing, you found out something. That if it had gone the way that you wanted it to go, man, it would have been a whole lot worse. But God made a way where we had no way. God performed a miracle in our life, and He works all things to our benefit and to our good. Paul declares in Romans, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." Amen. So God has formed you with a specific purpose today, a developed and a designed destiny, a purpose that God's got for your life. But preacher, I don't understand the purpose of God that I'm going through a valley or a trial or a storm. It's part of living today. And let me tell you what, it rains on the just and the unjust. Everybody has problems, and the church said. But the difference today in having problems and getting delivered from problems is the fact that whether you have or you have not Christ. And today, I'm glad today, He is a way maker. Hallelujah. He's a water parter. He is the deliverer. He is a help in the time of storm. He is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Hey, church, He's everything you'll ever need. Amen. So God has formed you for a specific purpose today. The divine destiny brings blessings today that actually cannot be enumerated, but because God does exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power that works within us. So as a believer, the favor of God then saturates into your future with exceeding abundance today. And it's the fact of God and the promise of God and the plan of God to bring abundance today. But you've got to know Him to receive the abundance. The thief cometh to kill, to steal, to destroy. But He said, "I come." Aren't you glad He came? That you might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. So what we need to do today is live like what we say we believe. You know, too many Christians today say, "Well, I believe in Jesus, I believe in the Word, I believe this, I believe that. I believe everything the Bible says, I believe in the resurrection, I believe in the ascension, I believe in the coming of Jesus Christ, I believe in this fact that God answers prayer, I believe today that He said, 'Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which I know it's not.' I believe all that." Well, you know, it's not worth a dime unless you practice it. You've got to live what you say that you believe, because if you don't live what you say you believe, you've never believed what you say you believe to begin with. Amen. Did you get that? If you believe it, you're going to live it. The evidence is in your living, not in your speech. It's in your walk. It's in how you live for God. So God's with you, and He's the one that is on your side. And you know what? Nothing now, because of God, you know, you walk around and say, "Hey, I'm just worried I'm going to get defeated," or something like that. And you realize in Christ, you cannot be defeated. Because if God then be for you, who can be against you? Church, come on. Why don't we live like that? Why don't we today live that type of what we say that we believe? So what we say about faith and how we live it many times is different. Oh, I got faith in God, but it's not evident in your life. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So have you really believed today, as stated in the Bible, that Christ is our blessed hope? Just not the fact, "Oh, I got hope that He's coming again one day." Well, that's wonderful, but you know, there's a lot of living between now and when He comes. I don't know when He's going to come. He could come today. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Sign with me. I've had a great time in church, and I can have a great time in heaven too. But if He wants to come, that's fine. But I'm not going to sit down and say, "Well, Jesus is coming soon. I'm just going to sit and wait." No. He says, "You, they that wait upon the Lord, He will renew their strength. You will run and not be weary. And you'll run and you won't faint." And so therefore today, you need to be active in your faith today. You need to be not just believing, but you need to be walking in the faith that you say that you believe in today. So realizing this, we believers today, we need to believe what the Bible says. We will discover that today. Hope generates excitement, and then hope today produces joy in our life. I've never seen so many downhearted, defeated Christians today. It shows in our countenance, doesn't it? I mean, it's evident in our life. It is hope today that provides a song in the midnight hour and in the fiery furnaces of life. And we've seen examples of that contained in the pages of God's Word. It's hope today that reaches out in the dark storms, knowing today that God's hand is covering and God's hand is leading you today. So that being the case, Genesis 3:15 is a great example where God then declares victory in Jesus. Yes. And the first prophecy in the Bible is about Jesus coming and defeating the forces of evil. Amen. So that being the case, we have victory today and the defeat is to the devil. You know what that is? That same message that God provided and proclaimed in Genesis 3:15 back in the eons of years as He wrote the Word through holy men of old and gave the Word to you and I. Those promises are still true today. Thank God that we have such a hope today. A hope that is anchored in salvation today. Jesus defeated Satan at the cross. Praise God. And this defeat was not a partial defeat. It was an eternal defeat. The devil is done. Amen. Listen. He hasn't won anything. And that jerk, he's going to wind up in the lake of fire one day. Praise God. And I hope when we get raptured, Jesus just stops the rapture process for just a split second so we can peer out as we go through the second heaven and spit in His eye. Amen. We're not on the losing side. We're on the winning side. We're not defeated and discouraged and down and out. Times are bad, preacher. I don't know what we're going to do. You're going to trust God. That's what you're going to do. He is your anchor. He is your help. He today will keep wind in your sails and propel you through every problem that you're facing. Amen. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Come on. You get a hold of this thing today. You're going to start jumping pews, I promise you. Stop letting Satan influence your life today, influence your family, and render you defeated. That's what he wants to do. Don't forget and don't lose sight that it was Jesus who won at Calvary, not the devil. And I have not found where Jesus raised a white flag since Calvary. I have not read anywhere in the Word that Jesus said, well, I don't know if we can keep this thing going or not. Man, what he did is secure. What he purchased is paid for. What he has provided has been bought by the blood of the Lamb of God today. So my Lord, Paul proclaimed, Jesus was victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Praise God. And so our faith is not on optimism today. Our faith today is not on just positive thinking. And there's nothing wrong with being optimistic. You need to be. And it's not today wrong today to have a sense of positive thinking. But that's not what I anchor my relationship with God on. I anchor my faith on what God said in His Word. Amen. So that being the case, our faith, our hope, our promise today, they're anchored on the surety and the evidence of God's Word. Here's your evidence right here. That's all you need, man. You haven't to read every book that's on the market or listen to every CD or whatever, every inspirational speaker or whatever else. It's interesting that they always have a price tag attached to what they give you, don't they? But I'm glad today God has already paid the price for us and there's no price tag. He just says, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. It's been paid for, purchased, and provided by the Lamb of God. So the Word of God declares that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What He has done, He can still do. And God requires today some belief on our part that we believe the Lord and that we trust Him today. What God did for Moses, He parted the Red Sea. And He not only parted the Red Sea, but He also parted the Jordan River. We forget about that part, don't we? What God did for Daniel and what God did through the supernatural strength that He gave him to defeat a lion and a bear. I mean, everything that God has done for this man. I mean, today, David was the guy who defeated the lion and the bear. And the fact that Daniel was in the lion's den and the lions, I mean, they just gave him pillow talk. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to End the Garden Program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.